We begin our second set of news items with a warning about a high-pressure fish, Sarah. No, sorry, let me do that again. With a warning about a high-pressure fish seller in the area. A warning has been issued regarding a man going door-to-door and using high-pressure tactics to sell fish. It comes after one person said a fish salesman was cold-calling at his home in Dereham. Norfolk County Council Trading Standards has advised residents not to deal with cold callers. It says anyone who is approached by these salesmen or is concerned about possible rogue trader activity is advised to contact the Citizens Advice Helpline on 0800 223 1133. That's 0800 223 1133, or Norfolk Constabulary on 101. Anyone who feels intimidated by a doorstep cold caller or is concerned for a vulnerable neighbour should call 999.
A Norwich firm has won two national awards for its financial planning expertise as it enters its 30th year supporting business owners. Chadwicks Wealth Management has been named in Citywire's top 100 new model advisor financial planning firms in the UK for its sixth consecutive year. The firm has also received the East of England Regional Award, one of only eight regional accolades presented nationally, for the fourth time in 5 years. Its double award success comes as succession planning continues to rise up the agenda for businesses across the region. A growing number of business owners in Norfolk and Suffolk are approaching retirement age, many with significant value tied up in their companies. Meanwhile, rising acquisition activity, increased regulatory complexity, and shifting family dynamics are prompting more business owners to seek structured long-term exit planning. Chadwicks has worked with owners on these issues since 1996, helping them prepare for sales, management buyouts, family transitions, and post-exit wealth management.
Months of work to fix a leaky roof at Norwich's railway station is now underway. The work will be carried out over the next 5 months while contractors carry out essential repairs. Scaffolding has been erected around the section of the station near the cycle shelter, where one of the racks will remain closed during the works. A sign near the shelter reads, "The station will remain open as usual during the works. However, a part of the bicycle shelter will need to be temporarily closed for the duration of the repairs. We apologise for any inconvenience." The building, which dates back to the 1880s, has faced a number of problems with damp, and proposals to fix front sections of its roof to prevent further damage were approved by Norwich City Council last year. The five sections of roof near the station's entrance are to undergo repairs, including its distinctive central dome, which, despite being in good condition, has gaps which could let in rain. The work will be carried out between April the 13th and September the 14th.
A North Norfolk farmer has earned a place in the national spotlight for her nature-friendly approach to soil health. Charlie Ennells and her husband Tom Gay are tenant farmers on the Blickling estate near Elsham. They have been working to build resilience into the 260-hectare farm by improving soil health to protect yields from the impact of increasingly extreme and unpredictable weather, swinging from droughts to floods. Miss Ennells, an agricultural relationships manager for the regenerative farming enterprise Wild Farmed, has helped drive the regenerative strategy for her family's farm, Arable Operations, run by her husband. and she is one of the UK farmers highlighted by the Department for the Environment's Food and Rural Affairs' Farming for the Future campaign, which encourages farmers to work with nature to support their businesses. She also discussed the topic on a national webinar organised by DEFRA in partnership with the Farmers Weekly magazine.
Norfolk's Tips have had to temporarily stop accepting fridges and freezers amid woes at the plants which used to recycle them. Officials at Norfolk County Council said they had been forced to suspend the service which allows people to take old fridges and freezers to its 19 recycling centres. The centres stopped accepting the items on March the 23rd. A message on County Hall's website says it is unable to accept them, but does not give a reason why. But a council spokeswoman said a backlog had built up because of issues at the processing plants where the council's contractors take the items to be recycled. One of the plants where the items was previously taken was at Newport in Wales. But operators Unimetal filed for liquidation last year. And a fire at EMR Dalaston's fridge recycling plant in the West Midlands has further compounded the problem.